We have two angles this morning on yesterday's Supreme Court decision outlawing an entire category of on-the-job discrimination. I'm David Brancaccio. We're following the Supreme Court ruling that the federal anti-discrimination law originally enacted in 1964 does protect lesbian, gay, bisexual, and trans people from discrimination in hiring and on the job. More than 20 states and some municipalities had laws against this kind of bias, but human resources experts say companies should now update language in employee handbooks to explicitly make clear that discrimination based on sexual orientation will not be tolerated. Harassment and discrimination can arise in any workplace. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now looks at schools, both public and private.
With the Supreme Court's 6-3 decision that employers may not engage in gender-based discrimination against gay, lesbian, bisexual, and trans employees,
LGBT educators will finally have the protections they've always deserved and be able to do their jobs free from fear.
That's Eliza Byard, executive director of the education advocacy group GLSEN. She says until now, LGBT teachers in more than half of U.S. states have had little or no legal protection from employment discrimination.
We had an example of a teacher of the year in Texas suspended for having come out to students in her classroom because they asked about a picture of her spouse.
The Supreme Court's decision will cover teachers and administrators employed by public and charter schools, as well as many private schools. But there's a clear carve-out for religious employers, says Cal State Long Beach legal scholar Jason Whitehead.
Justice Gorsuch's majority opinion does acknowledge that churches are exempt from many federal civil rights laws.
And that'll likely include most private religious schools. Tom Prawl teaches law and sexuality at Seton Hall University and is an advocate for LGBT employment protections.
Certainly this won't reach into any sort of parochial school environment. There is a law, federal law on the books, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That certainly would protect religious institutions in this regard. They'd be free to discriminate, as it were.
Meanwhile, in the wake of yesterday's Supreme Court decision, Trump administration Education Secretary Betsy DeVos faces increasing pressure to issue new federal guidance protecting LGBT teachers and students from gender-based discrimination. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Advocates at the American Civil Liberties Union spent years on the cases that led to yesterday's high court decision and were especially pleased at the 6-3 majority vote by the justices. I spoke with Gabriel Arklas, a senior staff attorney with the ACLU's LGBT and HIV Rights Project. He was an attorney for one of the plaintiffs in one of the cases that led to yesterday's ruling. He told me activists are still pushing for Congress to pass a law on equality that would make some related forms of discrimination illegal.
It's still critical that we get the Equality Act passed. It closes a few important gaps in federal discrimination law. So, for example, right now, it is against the law to discriminate on the basis of sex in employment and in housing. But it's not against the law to discriminate because of sex in what's called public accommodations, which are places that are open to the public, like stores or movie theaters or restaurants.
So a business under this ruling cannot dismiss an employee for their sexual orientation, but it still might be legal for a business to say that LGBTQ customers can't stay at our hotel or something?
That's exactly right. That's what the law is right now. And that, by the way, is true for anyone who's experiencing sex discrimination. So it's been against the law for quite some time for employers to fire somebody for being a woman or a woman with children. But it has been permissible for businesses to say, we don't want women with children in this space, this club or this movie theater or whatever. There are some state laws that prohibit sex discrimination in public accommodations. And certainly if the government is doing it, it violates the Constitution. But Congress has not yet passed a law saying that it is prohibited sex discrimination to turn people away in public accommodations.
Gabriel Arklas is a senior staff attorney with the ACLU's LGBT and HIV Rights Project. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have a strong surge upward on stock markets today. London's FTSE index is up 2.5%. Here, the Dow future is up 500 points, nearly 2%, with the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, due to speak in about 3 hours.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
A pioneer of the shale oil and gas revolution is reportedly readying its bankruptcy filing. Chesapeake Energy is trying to reorganize billions of dollars of debt and hand over control of the company to its creditors soon after the crash in oil prices that we saw this spring, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Chesapeake Energy has more than $9 billion in debt. Reuters reports the company could file for bankruptcy as soon as this week and is in the final stages of negotiating about $2 billion in financing. A bankruptcy would cap a downfall for Chesapeake, which helped usher in the fracking boom, extracting previously unreachable deposits and helping the U.S. become a net energy exporter for the first time in decades. But Chesapeake faltered when a glut in the natural gas market caused falling prices. Its late co-founder also was indicted 4 years ago on federal price-fixing charges. Then came a 1-2 punch, an oil price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia, and the COVID-19 pandemic, with global fuel demand plummeting. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And in a basement in New Jersey, I am David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.